Hey people, it's another episode of Sold Out right here on CJLO Radio, 1690 AM, and I'm hanging out here in the icy, really terrible night out there actually, but I'm here in NDG at the Loyola campus, Concordia University. This is CJLO, this is Sold Out, thank you for joining me. But tonight folks, you know, it's still an episode of Sold Out, but here at the station we're celebrating Metal March. What does that mean? It means we're going to bring the metal to Sold Out tonight, and I'm super excited because I've brought with me here in studio, how should I say this? The Hampstead Hammer? No? The Prince of Darkness of Pierrefonds, perhaps?
That works for me.
This is Josh Haller, and he's joining me in studio. Say hi, Josh. Say, give them their best metal growl. No, don't have to.
Yeah. No, we're not going to do that.
No, I know. It's okay.
We don't want to hurt anybody's ears.
No, but yeah. We've made a playlist that might just do that, right?
Yeah, definitely blow your speakers up.
Yeah, here, you might want to approach the mic just a little bit, actually, just so people can hear the nice richness in your voice.
My soothing radio voice?
There it is. There it is. I'm going to crank the levels a little bit. Okay. There, it's community radio, you know? Anyway, tonight on the show, there's absolutely no soul music, no R&B whatsoever. But we will bring you all the best. The kind of metal that I'm looking for was like the kind of stuff that's going to make me think of like He-Man and the Masters of the Universe, you know?
Lightning and big swords.
Lightning and big swords. Unabashedly extra.
Oh, yeah. Over the top.
Way over the top.
They don't even know. They can't even see the top anymore.
Exactly. It's pretty out there, and we're going to kick it off right now with what are we going to listen
to?
Well,
the over-the-toppest of them all, Manowar.
Manowar, this is...
Kingdom Come.
Kingdom Come. Hit that space bar. Let's hear Manowar. Shining.
1690. 9 out of 10 doctors recommend a steady diet of heavy metal riffs. And that last guy is a poser. So tune in to Sin After Sin, 10 p.m. every Wednesday, for your weekly dose of old-school, earth-shattering metal. Only on CJLO. Consuming riffs may cause whiplash and or liver failure. Please headbang responsibly.
Trombonist Audrey Ochoa has achieved the ideal. Influential compositions meticulously crafted with playful liberation. After two chart-topping international albums, Chronograph Records gives you her most ambitious project to date, Frankenhorn. Audrey Ochoa combines strings, horns, and a rhythm section with electronic remixes and chamber music, boldly fused with Latin and contemporary jazz. Frankenhorn, on all digital platforms now.
Rain is pouring.
You know what never dies? Heavy metal.
Heavy metal never dies.
Punk rock tried to kill the metal, but the metal survived.
The metal did survive.
I couldn't say that any more square, I don't think. And I wonder what the listeners of the show will think of me trying to pose as a curator of metal music. But that's why you're here, right, Josh?
You're doing a good job.
Yeah?
Yeah, you got the you got the soul for it. There we go.
There you go.
There you go. Just let it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Play it loud, as Pete Silk says.
Who's going to let it out next?
Who's going to let it out next? We got Hammerfall.
Hammerfall.
Templars of Steel.
Oh, yeah. And then we're going to...
Classic.
Then we're going to jump into a track that's local and a track that I love, that I first heard... You know where I first heard the track we're going to hear after that? I first heard it on NHL 07.
NHL 07.
Whoever was curating that video game's playlist, they did very well by me. So anyway, we're going to jump right into it right now with Hammerfall. This is the Templars of Steel.
We'll be right back.
Priestess right here on Sold Out. This is CJLO Radio 1690 AM. And that was a track called Talk to Her. We were just talking about Priestess just now, noticing that they were signed to RCA Records. Man, you can hear it because that record sounds fantastic.
Good for them.
Yeah. The record, for all those who are interested, is Hello Master. I think that's like, they probably have more than that, but that one's like the famous one, I guess.
Well, they've got 9 years of existing as a band, so they must have more than one.
They've got to. Here, we have the Wikipedia out right now. We're going to probably find out discography. Hello Master and Prior to the Fire. That's a good name. 4 years between those two CDs. And then dead silent ever since. Well, Priestess, if you're out there and you're listening, get the band back together, man. Make some more music. I love that song. And before that, we heard from Hammerfall with Templars of Steel. Now we're going to take a jump into... This is a new song, eh?
This is a new song. It's a team-up of Hansi Kirsch and John Schaefer, Demons and Wizards, doing Wolves in Winter.
This is a soul and R&B show. Who are these people, Josh? Tell the people out there where these people are from.
We got a little bit of Iced Earth,
oh,
and a little bit of Blind Guardian.
Oh.
And if you don't know who those people are, you should really...
You got to rethink everything.
You definitely. Especially if you're listening to a metal show and you don't know who those people are. I mean, that's like pretty serious business.
All right. Well, let's jump right into it. This is Demons and Wizards. With Wolves in Winter.
Turn it up.
Let's hit that space bar. Wireless the call. Fire! Look deep in my eyes. There is something so strong. I am you. You think you can defy me, resisting all along. But I am always with you. I catch you when you fall. So take a look how far you've come. It's my intention.
I'm Zeppelin. There's something wrong with you.
Hey, this is the K-Man. Tune into CJLO.com on Friday nights from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. for Beyond That Graveyard 3. And start your weekend the right way, always. You love it, you need it. Beyond That Graveyard Part 3 on CJLO.com.
Bellevue, that's it. I mean, sometimes you just ain't all there.
Are you ready to hear and see new challenging music that mixes electroacoustics, instrumental music, video, and theater? Come at Jesu on March 8th at 8 p.m. for a taste of the best creations of the Montreal student community, a concert presented by the Vivier Interuniversitaire.
We'll be right back. Oh, what do you know? That was the Book of Heavy Metal.
By Dream Evil.
By Dream Evil. That is why I play the guitar.
If you can't abuse the whammy bar, you just got to abuse it. You just go nuts.
Yeah, I definitely love that song. And before that, we heard, before even the break, we heard from Armored Saint. We heard from Demons and Wizards we talked about a little bit before. You're still listening to Sold Out, by the way, in case you're confused, in case you're like, hey, it's Monday between 8 and 9. I should be hearing Otis. I should be hearing Marvin Gaye. I should be hearing anything that isn't heavy metal. But Josh, my guest in the studio tonight, has introduced the most heavy metal this show has ever had and the most songs with the word heavy metal in the title.
Yeah. Yeah, wow, there's a lot of them, eh?
There was Heavy Metal Never Dies before. I don't think we're going to get a chance to get to Heavy Metal Mania, though.
That's unfortunate.
We might not get there. But this has been really fun. I hope you listeners out there have enjoyed this metal takeover. It's Metal March here at CJLO. So stick around, you tune in any time, basically, on 1690 AM, and you'll hear all kinds of stuff, like what we just heard. Are you going to tune in, Josh? You going to hear all the heavy metal?
All the heavy metal.
You already know, though. I mean, you could probably... You know what? You should... you do pretty well with your own heavy metal show, you know?
Would I?
Oh, yeah. Okay. You got the beard.
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I've been curating that.
You've got the tude.
I got the tude? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
These next performers, do they have the tude?
Oh, they've got the tude.
Yeah?
They definitely have the tude.
All right.
A little maple-flavored metal for you.
Hey, okay. We're all about the Canadian stuff here at the station.
We're going to do a little east, a little west, or no, a little west and then a little east.
How far east are we going?
Here. Right here.
Here.
Right in Montreal.
MTL 514.
Like Côte Saint-Luc, NDG.
Oh, you're kidding.
Downtown. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. we've been local, but I don't think we've ever been this local on the show, so that's going to be fun.
It's about as local as you get.
All right, so that means we're going to jump into 3 Inches of Blood, a track called Deadly Sinners. And then after that, we're probably going to hear we're going to probably close the show with Quo Vadis, I think, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Just going to adjust this here. Sorry, folks, just a little technical studio wizardry going on here. All right, well, it's been a great show. Thank you all for listening. This has been Sold Out. I'm going to come back next week with... should I do some rocking soul next week, or should I do some heavier stuff, or do you think there's a whole bunch of new soul out there that I've been wanting to play?
Can you go from 100 miles an hour to like 10 miles an hour in a split second?
No, you're right.
You might need to give the people a little...
You have to pump the brakes.
Slow down a little bit, you know?
That's right. We can't transition all the way back to smooth, delicate voices.
Somewhere in between. Yeah.
All right. Well, we're not there yet. We're still going about 240 kilometers an hour right now.
Oh, yeah. It's about to get fast.
So here is Deadly Sinners. Josh, thanks so much for coming in, man. This is super fun.
Thanks for having me. It was a good time.
All right. Here's 3 Inches of Blood. Take it easy, folks.